thoughts about the final stretch of the 2024 Tahoe Big Year. Having undertaken so many long-term goals over the years, you'd think that I'd be more mentally prepared when coming to the end of each goal. But I always struggle. Usually I'm mentally wrecked by the time I get to that finish line because of exhaustion, boredom, or a lack of continued enjoyment for doing the thing. Sometimes it's because I complete my goal too soon and then find myself stuck waiting for the clock to run out. Mostly, though, I think it's just because doing the same thing for so long can simply wear a person down. As much as I love routine, I'm not immune to the long-term effects of repetition, whether they be due to a physical act or strictly of the mind. I also struggle when coming to the end of a goal because of overlap. Basically, I become torn between savoring the last phase of an experience and looking forward to moving on to the next. As a result, I wind up dealing with some version of analysis paralysis by constantly second-guessing myself even when I do eventually choose to do one thing over another. For example, during the second half of November, there were a bunch of snowstorms that hit the Tahoe region. This caused some really great birds to hunker down at Lake Tahoe, which enabled me to document them for my Tahoe Big Year. It also brought snow on which to cross-country ski, so I've been doing both more or less while waiting for my winter job to begin. However, I'm constantly thinking about one while doing the other, and vice versa. And then there's the countless other projects that I'm consciously avoiding so that I can focus on birding for these last few weeks of the year. Ultimately, I'm just trying to keep my mind in check while I properly finish this TBY. There's not much time left of it, and of course, there are a handful of us in the top five only separated by a couple of birds. I'd be more casual in my approach to ending the year if it was a blowout or there were huge gaps in numbers between all of us. However, we're just so close to one another in species count. Now, I still maintain that I don't really care where I end up in the standings, but I do care that I don't just give up, walk away, or say good enough before the year is actually over. Realistically, I'd be grinding for the rest of this month even if I was ranked 38th, for example, and only a couple of birds away from reaching 37th place. I just don't want to sell myself short when we're so close to the end. That would be the easy thing to do, that is, to stop worrying about birds and just go out and find good snow every day on which to cross-country ski while making more YouTube videos. This is something I'm really looking forward to doing again. If that were the case, I might even have enough time for everything else that I put off this year. But this is going to be my last Tahoe Big Year for a long time, so I'm really just trying to put those thoughts on hold until January 1st. Besides, there's still the potential for some cool birds to show up that I want to find and photograph. That, and I have two more minor goals on my wish list at this point. Since I'm currently at 218 birds, I'm shooting for an even 220. Once I reach that, I'd like to find one more bird to achieve 221 species. That would put me at exactly 20 more birds in my 2021 total of 201. If I get to that place, I'll go for 225, and so on and so forth. There's a Japanese concept that we try to put into practice when training in Aikido. It's called Zanshin, and it's translated as remaining mind. I've also heard it translated as continuous mind and continuous flow. In really basic terms, though, you could just define it as follow through. In Aikido, Zanshin has us holding our posture and remaining aware of our surroundings after throwing our partner, for example, as opposed to just checking out the moment we release them. This is the same thing that we've all practiced when learning to swing a baseball bat, tennis racket, or golf club, or throwing a basketball into a hoop. We don't stop our swing the moment the bat makes contact with the ball, or go limp the moment we release the ball from our hands as we shoot a jumper. We hold that position or posture as if we're launching a wire-guided missile. We see the thing through to the end because it guarantees the best possible outcome. That's all I'm really trying to do at this point. To practice or embody Zanshin by seeing this Tahoe Big Year through to the end to achieve the best possible outcome,